Syrian troops are poised to retake Aleppo, the country's largest city. Rebels took half the city and the nearby countryside in 2012. Their defeat now could be a crushing blow for the opposition to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. NPR's Deborah Amos recently returned from Turkey, where she met Syrians fleeing Aleppo before the expected siege.
At this bus station near the Syrian border, the calls are for destinations to Turkish towns. But the crowds here aren't passengers, they're refugees, and most aren't going anywhere. These are families from Syria. They fled the fighting in Aleppo, says translator Abir Farhud. They've settled in this Turkish bus station in the border town of Kilis. The elderly sit on blankets guarding family belongings. Children languish in the parking lots.
They are living outside the bus station.
Are most of these people from Aleppo?
Yes. Everyone from Aleppo. They may stay in the streets, in the gardens. They will stay here. No one knows.
Also unknown, the future for more than 200,000 Syrians who still remain in Aleppo, in rebel-held neighborhoods. Syrian journalist Zeyna Haya moved to the city in 2012 when rebels took over parts of the city. After a recent break in Turkey, she headed back to Aleppo last week.
We still have shops, we still have schools for kids. Life is still go on there.
But life is often interrupted by regime warplanes. There are almost daily bombings, and living in Aleppo could get a whole lot worse. The Syrian army is moving to cut off all rebel supply routes. Three major routes into the city are now under regime control. The same routes used to deliver food and medicine. There is fear that the army could squeeze the city in a tactic of surrender or starve. The same approach used to force other rebel enclaves to submit. And Haim says people in Aleppo are trying to prepare.
We're trying to have extra water supplies. We're trying to arrange for electricity alternatives and for food, for sure. But yeah, we are terrified.
In recent weeks, both the regime and rebels have been preparing for a showdown, a fierce battle for Aleppo. For the regime, more than 100 Iranian military advisors have joined forces with the elite Syrian troops of the Republican Guards, according to U.S. and Middle East sources. For the rebels, it's a fight for survival, says Salman Sheikh, director of the Brookings Doha Center. A loss in Aleppo could end the revolt that began in 2011 against President Bashar al-Assad's government.
It would start to, I think, really convince people, even those on the fighting side, that they are on the losing, in a losing battle with the regime.
And the regime isn't the only enemy. The rebels also face radicals from the self-proclaimed Islamic State, the group that just took large parts of Iraq. Some units are now back in Syria, better armed than ever, with sophisticated U.S. weapons taken from the fleeing Iraqi army. President Obama recently proposed $500,000 in stepped-up aid for the more moderate rebel groups, but it won't come in time, says Sheikh.
Of course, if Aleppo falls, that would be the last major urban center in which they have any real control. That would also deal, I think, quite a psychological blow to the revolutionaries and their campaign.
A year ago, it was President Assad on the edge of defeat. Now, it could be the rebels. Assad was sworn in for another 7-year presidential term today. Deborah Amos, NPR News.